Huh, Aaron got a game. It's Crap Man on Atari ST.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of the Atari ST show. ST standing for studs, because you've got myself, Commander Beefcake, and you've got Stud McStud, a.k.a. the Brent, filling in for the boat this week on the Atari ST show. Brent, you came at a great time. You besmirched me in that opening.
I want to apologize to everyone who happens to be listening or watching for that incredible opening, Aaron.
ST, you don't think that stands for studs? I'm putting you over. You called me a crap man. That's what I'm doing. Brent, let me ask you. I don't think we've ever had you on the Atari, ever host the Atari ST show.
I'm
before.
Sure I have.
So you dipped your toe in the pool of the old Atari 8-bits. What do you know? Empty the memory banks about what you know about the Atari ST. How many times have you played it? How many of your friends owned an Atari ST? And how often did you wish you got one?
None.
Why is that, Brent?
The ST is something I've only started playing later in life, and it's mainly for show purposes.
Yeah.
I played, you know, the 400, the 800, those type of Atari computers back in the day.
Yeah.
But the ST was never really on my radar.
How many, did you really not know anyone that had an ST?
No, I didn't know a single person.
I knew one guy.
Oh, well, you know, it would be different if you knew like a dozen people.
I knew one guy. What do you mean? I'm just telling you the way it is. I knew one guy. He used it for music. I don't think I ever saw him blow a game up
on
it.
Well, I mean, I know him too, but...
You know, but I mean, it was an interesting... I loved Atari back in the day. Everyone did, right?
Before, you didn't have a choice.
That's a good point, you know. And I own...
You know, Atari's slogan. Listen, love us or else.
Do I have an Atari 2600? Yes. Do I have an Atari 5200? Yes. Do I have a 7800? Yes. Do I have an Atari Jaguar? You got that right. You got to have one of those, right? But I don't have an ST, and I want one. I'm going to get me one. Because right now I have to live through the Mister. I love the Mister. That gives me the ability to play with the ST, but I'd like to have my own. Boat's got one, but it's jacked up. So I think it's going to go bye-bye. But sometime in the near future, I'm going to get me a real ST. But
I'm going to get a real boy.
Thanks to the miracle that is emulation, we were not deprived of playing this week's game. Let's kick it off. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Crap Man. No, I'm not going to lie to you, Brent. When I saw this come up,
I immediately thought of you.
Thank you. What a jerk. When I saw this come up on the schedule, I was underwhelmed because we've had a good run of Atari ST games here recently. And so I thought to myself, Crap Man, why would you name your game that? It's a question I still don't know the answer to.
And why would you put him in brown shoes?
Well, he's Crap Man. Maybe he's walking a lot through pastures and stuff. I don't know. Crap Man, of course, for the ST, released in 1993. So this was well into the ST. This is nearing the end. This was not as far as I could tell, this was not a boxed game. This was something that was released as like a freebie, basically. Came out of the Netherlands, by the way, Brent. So you got a lot of the Netherlands folk in here. I'm going to try to butcher some names, if I may. And then anyone in here from the Netherlands, you could grade me on how well I did. So the concept for Crap Man, to keep in mind, someone is credited for the concept for this game, which that amuses me, was Tegeerd Bruinsma.
I don't think that's who made Pac-Man.
And Eric Zomer. I like Zomer. That one's not too bad. Tegeerd also did the coding on this. The music was done by Thomas van der Heijden, which is nice. This also apparently had Falcon compatibility. If you have one of the very rare people that had an Atari Falcon. You ever seen an Atari Falcon?
What do you think?
It's better than 10 Super Bowls.
I mean, we did a show on it, but I've never seen one.
Touched one. Let me tell you something. Emulating that, no fun. I remember that show. But still, this thing looks awesome. So this was, in fact, a freeware game. And this will run on your ST, your STE, the Falcon. You have to have at least 2 megs of memory. So it's a pretty low-end game in terms of the stats for this thing.
Correct.
So get this. Believe it or not, Crap Man has a backstory. Allow me. It's not a long backstory. Crab Man is tired of his boring life and decides to make a voyage through Europe searching for real love.
Aww.
In every country he visits, he'll have to make enough money to pay for his trip. The money is literally littered on the streets. Crab Man is chased by ghosts who don't like people, and Crab Man for that matter, picking up all that money. That happens to me everywhere I go. These ghosts kill untouched, so Crab Man better stay away from them. At some point, however, there's a power pill which gives him the strength of 20 Crab Men for a short period of time. Hey, listen, that's the thing they wrote. And he can devour the ghosts. This may sound familiar, by the way, as a concept. Bear with us. Also appearing some of the time are lovely pieces of fruit. Crab Man can eat for even more points. Crab Man can be aided by an assistant who control Cap Man. Player 1 uses Crab Man and player 2 uses Cap Man. If you're playing this 2-player. I wish I'd gotten to play this 2-player.
Yeah, we might have to go back at
one point. Might be kind of fun. So, you may be stunned to learn that this is in fact a clone of Pac-Man, or actually
heavily
more like,
inspired
it's
by.
More like Miss Pac-Man than it is Pac-Man, because it's got multiple mazes and fruit that dances through the maze. You control Crab-Man, or in 2-player, you control Cap-Man and Crab-Man, and guide him through the maze. Now, I don't think the ghost names are listed here, and if they were listed, I probably couldn't pronounce them, but you've got your normal assortment of ghosts, color-wise, as they chase Crab-Man through mazes that get more difficult as the game goes on. Crab Man can pick up energizers as the thing to give him the power of 20 Crab Man to eat the ghost. Now, I've played a lot of Pac-Man. We owned a Mrs. Pac-Man back in the day, and that's one of your faves.
Yes.
Mrs. Pac-Man is known for its different mazes and the fact that it's more easy to look at. It's a more refined version of Pac-Man, right? The fruit and the stuff dance to the screen. They took a lot of the concepts from that and put it in this. So what's different than Pac-Man or Miss Pac-Man in this? Well, I'm going to tell you. I have a new respect for the people that made the Pac-Man series.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain why. Any jabroni... and rest in peace, the Iron Sheik. Any jabroni could sit down and figure out some mazes, put some dots in them.
Could make a maze game.
However, it takes someone who's not an idiot to do it well.
Yes.
And I'm sad to say that there were several very, 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 very poor choices made in Crab Man. I rarely say this on the show, but I completed this game. I played all 50 levels. Now, I had unlimited pack of Crab Man to do it, all right? But trust me when I tell you that is not a cakewalk.
No. That would have been an endurance run.
I don't know why. You know, what happened was I was on the phone for some of that, and I just kept playing by reflex, and I got through most of the not too hard levels, but when I got the phone, it was time to pay, and pay I did. So I have played every level in Crab Man.
I did not.
So with all that said, Brent, your first impressions of Crab Man?
Visually, the game looks fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you as Crab Man is a well-defined Pac-Man. The ghosts are well-defined ghosts. The dots don't get lost in the stage.
Right.
When you hit a power pellet, it's obvious that the ghosts are now edible.
Yeah.
They flash before they become inedible again.
Yeah.
All that is fine. The controls are fine.
Yeah.
It has cutscenes, which are funny. It really, that's the best part of the game. However, when it comes to gameplay, this game falls flat on its face.
I'm interested to hear you say that. I'm interested to hear you say why. You think that happened.
The maze design is, for the most part, horrible.
It's brutal, is what it is. So, having played all 50 mazes, now me and you we've played a few of these clones over the years.
Absolutely.
For one thing, we had a Coco, so everything's a clone.
Yeah.
And then we host ARGs, so we've played a number of these.
Yes.
Including probably the King Dong of clones, which is Casey Munchkin.
Yes.
Which is my favorite of the bunch. And there were levels in this that sort of reminded me of Casey Munchkin in that they were split into like separate areas that you go to. There's a lot of that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, sure.
The difference is this game hates you. And so whoever designed it didn't really think through what's fun. Give me an example. We're looking at the level right here now, if you're watching at home, where they decided it would be cool to put diagonals in your Pac-Man. Now, Pac-Man don't go diagonal. He goes,
yeah,
like stair steps, right?
Yeah.
Those suck, all right? And they're hard to get through, and they're not fun. One of the fun things about Pac-Man is it's smooth.
It's flow, correct.
You go through it. This game takes that flow and beats you. Secondly, Pac-Man, and when you play Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, there's a set number of dots you go through, and they generally stick to it through most of the levels. In this game, you'll have levels where there are 400 billion dots.
Yeah.
And they do things that are completely unforgivable. For example, they'll have layers of dots that are two dots deep. Yeah. So you've got to go up one side and then come back down the other side. And I mean, there is no divider.
Yeah.
Another horrible thing this game does is just straight up not put dividers in.
Yeah.
Pac-Man is like a slot racer, okay? He has to have a chamber to go down, a hallway to keep him enclosed. When you remove that hallway, you have to start lining up your eating, you know, and that's no good. And I can tell you right now, on the later levels, that is abused. There was a level in this that made me want to jump out of a window where there's just an empty space at the top and there's a long line at the bottom and the ghosts just free roam.
Yeah.
Free roaming ghosts are faster and better than you and can be and are more precise.
Unless they just get stuck in space and they spin around in circles.
So I just died over and over and over and over again to that. That was like level 47 or whatever. And when you get up to the last bunch of levels, they are horrible. How I got through it, I'll never do it again. I took pictures of the last scene just to prove I did it to myself, so I could ship them around. I mean, it was a nightmare.
Well, you cheated, but
the game does have some interesting additional elements, which are the power-ups that float around. The power-ups
too rare
are well. You as you go on, you get more and more extra men power-ups, which is that's a neat one. I kind of like that one. And then there's one that gives you more speed.
Yeah.
But the more speed isn't necessarily a good thing, because and especially later on in the game where there are no chambers or halls, because super speed when you're trying to line up dot biting and it's a nightmare. Also, the game has sets ups where there's only one way in and out of a long
yes.
chamber, and so if a ghost comes down, you're dead. There's nowhere to run. A lot of these one way chambers appear later on in the game. And sometimes they'll have a loop at the end, which you presumably can outmaneuver
Dodge.
The ghosts.
Yeah.
The ghosts are too fast, so you can't outmaneuver them. You're going to die. So there are plenty of times in this where there is no way. I'll go on record, and you show me the sucker. I'll pay the guy $1,000 to the guy that can beat this legitimately without using any cheats.
Well, you don't actually mean that. You don't have $1,000.
I don't have $1,000. Okay, a thousand Amigo fun bucks.
Okay,
to the guy.
Go.
Because there are parts of this that they're unbeatable.
Yeah.
They're unbeatable, and I had to literally kill guys off in the corner of the screen just to get the ghost to leave me alone long enough to just escape the opening. You can die instantly. They give you some
Invincibility,
but you don't move right away.
Yeah,
and so by the time the ghosts are on their way, you're boned. How far did you get in this before you gave up?
Oh, I don't know, like stage six.
Oh, you coward! You didn't get anywhere.
Well, I didn't play with unlimited lives.
Listen, it wouldn't have mattered. I wish I'd done what you did. I'm dumb. We also should mention that occasionally, you'll be playing a game of this, and the screen will scroll up and down.
Sometimes they'll have bigger things.
Okay, so we've talked about what we don't like, and so now we're going to talk about some stuff I also don't like. Let's talk about the cutscenes. Every couple levels, like every five or so, you get Pac-Man's on a world tour, so there's like sort of an overworld map, I guess, of these different countries, and Pac-Man will go to them.
Yeah.
You know, he goes to like Germany and England and I know Thailand was one of the hidden ones at the end, where it gets mildly racist during that cutscene. What did you think about these cutscenes?
I mean, the ones I saw were made to be funny. if they get offensive later on, obviously that's no good.
Okay, let's pretend there's no offensive ones. How funny did you think they were?
I mean, they weren't laugh out loud funny.
Maybe
they,
there's something lost in translation.
Sure.
You know? But if it's not lost in translation, it stinks. Like, they would go, they would make these elaborate pictures, and it'd be like, Pac-Man's like, he's having fun in, like, London or whatever. And it, I was like, "What is? Where's the joke here?" They were low end, to say
well,
the least.
Here's the thing, okay? Another thing I want to mention is the ghost in this.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have personalities like they Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man do. They seem to wander around aimlessly until you get kind of close, and then they'll go after you.
On the later levels, they're like killer sharks. They don't screw around.
So really, whoever made this made it to make it. Because you said they didn't sell this.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a good thing, because it wouldn't have been pretty. The title of this, I think, kind of leads into saying, this is a joke game. Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
Because if someone was to make this product and try to sell it as a game, first of all, it would be copyright out the
bat. Oh, man, yeah. They're not subtle.
But also, this is just like they said, hey, friend three, do you want to make a stage for this game? And the friend drew on a napkin, right?
Yeah.
And handed it to him. He was like, that's perfect, because no thought went into level design at all.
Well, I mean, I think they thought about it.
No,
I just
didn't.
Think they were jerks.
No.
I think they hate the player.
No, I think literally they just had their friends or whatever submit levels that they would like to have put into the game.
Well,
because no game designer is going to put these levels in and think, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. If you want to see some wacky stuff, go find a playthrough of this and then watch them get to the end. I mean, it's literally.
I couldn't even stomach sitting and watching through it.
You should be playing it.
No.
I was so furious. I was so mad at when I played this game. I don't know how I did it. There are a couple of little key elements we didn't talk about that I thought were good. When you eat a fruit or something or a ghost, the numbers float up. Pasture, which I always like that.
Oh, the presentation's fine.
Yeah, the tunes sort of get repetitive, but they do have several tunes in there that are not bad. Some of them are better than others. When you get to the bottom of the screen where the score's at, the score becomes transparent,
yep.
Which is cool. I like that.
Yep.
That was some forethought. They put different backgrounds behind it, so when you know when you're in different, they're basically you're in like different like five or six or seven STEM stages.
Yeah.
You know, to go along with the country, which I thought was cool. I like the idea that he's going country because that's kind of neat. So, I mean, I wasn't totally, and I'm not even, there were some levels I thought were okay. Some of the levels, they put little messages in them.
Yeah, I hate
that. I didn't understand. Some levels, like there was one level they made up a big ghost, which that game, that level's from the devil.
I hate those. I hate when people do that because that isn't level design.
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know. So it's, you can get away with it like Cash Man or something, but you can't get away with it in this. You just can't do it. But I mean, I guess I'm trying to think who would play this, right? I mean, can you recommend this? If you're a big, big Pac-Man guy, could you, what do you think? Could you recommend this?
If you wanted to play Pac-Man two player,
yeah,
and both players were set to unlimited lives, and you just wanted to literally fiddle around, maybe eat chicken wings with one hand and play Pac-Man with the other, and you got a buddy sitting beside you that for some reason wants to do the same, I think this would be a fine thing to do. But if you're wanting to play any type of game, this isn't a good high score game. This isn't a good Pac-Man game. This isn't a good maze game. It literally has no redeeming qualities to make it a game I'm going to recommend to someone, unless you are literally just trying to pass the time.
Yeah, I will say, I looked this up on Atari Mania. I'll get killed for that one. Atari Mania gave us a score at an 8.3 out of 10. No, that wasn't amongst a lot of users. But I will say, this game I'd heard of, and it sort of had a rep for being good. That's why I was surprised when I hated it so much. Let's see what our friends in Discord had to say. We did get a few reviews here. We've got one here. Why's that cut off? It just says P. I'm assuming it says Pajaka. That's weird, isn't it? That just says that.
That is definitely a Pajaka.
He writes, I'm sure this will have been covered on the podcast already, but Crapman is obviously a PD game and was never a commercial release. Created by the Demo Crew Synergy, it's sleek and fun from start to finish. He goes on. The game plays over multiple levels as you tour Europe and has amusing animated interludes. And we play the same game. The graphics are lovely and well animated, but the music is the highlight with some truly superb tunes.
It's okay.
On offer, as expected from Musician Scavenger. Programming is slick. Crapman responds well, and it's easy to get him around the tight corner. No, I don't agree with that either. He controls like a crab.
I think
you need an analog control for this, or a four-way, I should say, not an analog.
I was going to say, what? I think it controls fine.
Later levels introduce smooth scrolling to increase the size of the play field, and there are power-ups to collect if you're lucky, such as extra lives or speed-ups. Some levels have rather tricky design elements, the Spiral Maze being one such level. But let's not forget this is a free PD game made for fun. It's great. And it works on a wide range of hardware too, including the Falcon. It easily puts games released early in the ST's life to shame. And although it's not exactly original, that's true. The varied level layouts, power-ups, and two-player support elevate this way beyond its puntastic title. Crap, it certainly is an 8 out of 10.
And that was not Pajaka. Let me see if I can figure out who that was real quick.
I think Discord's renaming people, and I think this guy has fallen victim to the renames. I'm not sure who wrote that.
Well, apparently P loves Crap Man.
Well, so here is Pajaka. Let's see what his take on it was. If he hated it, he's going to be real mad that we just besmirched him. Pajaka writes, Pac-Man in PD form, but it's pretty polished and better than some commercially released products I have played. I didn't quite make it all the way through, but I got a reasonable way in, and for the most part, I enjoyed this. But it loses a little bit of charm with a couple of level design choices. I'm not a fan of bigger than the screen scrolling mazes, as you have no idea where the ghosts are, so you depend on luck. And there is one level, at least, where you must sacrifice a life or two to complete the level because there's no escaping those bits of the maze once you have committed to going. There's more than a cut level or two. The ghost AI didn't seem as refined as the arcade Pac-Man for the most part, so it was reasonably easy to get through the levels, and really the only reason I died was slow reaction times. Graphics and music are pretty cool, although for me I missed the waka-waka some of the classic Pac-Man. The cutscenes are really well done. Overall, for something that was free or as close to it as you can get, I was very happy with this 8 out of 10. I'm baffled by these reviews.
And that first review, I've been informed, was from Photon Storm.
Thank you, Photon. I think there may be something going on with your Discord name. Because I got a thing on here, too, about changing mine. So Discord's up to something. Salem OK writes in, Crapman is a high-end Pac-Man clone. I can't believe this. At the core, the controls are extremely tight and responsive, which is what you must not get wrong with that genre. Graphics are nice and colored, and the chip music is absolutely excellent. The lack of sound effects when eating pills, ghosts, or fruit, or any sound cue of whether the ghosts are vulnerable or not is a bit damaging.
Yeah.
The maze designs can be refreshing, and some of them are really fun. I like the stairs section, especially the spiral designs, which were perfected much later in Pac-Man Championship Edition. Some mazes are, on the other hand, just frustrating without bringing any pleasurable elements. The scrolling would not bother me so much, as I love Pac-Mania, but there's no jumping above the ghost, so it's a bit more unfair. I also dislike the apparent randomness of where you're placed on the maze at the start of the level or after losing a life, where sometimes you need to navigate an empty space for a long while before being able to resume your chomping. Overall, it's a mixed bag for me, kind of like Trail Mix.
Mm.
Excellent design execution that many commercial games should take a cue from. And once again, some design flaws. 7 out of 10. Would have been a 6 or a 5 had it been a commercial game. So there you go. The Peanut Gallery has spoken, and they loved Crap Man. I hate it. You know, I'm telling you, I so rarely play a whole game through all the way through, but I'm so glad I did, because if I hadn't went all the way through every level, I might have thought, you know, maybe these guys are just better at this. They got further. I played every level of this game. I tortured myself for you people, and it was torture, Brent. It was unparalleled torture for me to play this game. Now, on the flip side, it's free. You can get it right now. If you're like, hey, listen.
You know, I can go to the street corner and get punched in the face for free. That means I'm going to go.
You know, me and Brent, you may have noticed this if you watch the shows we appear on. We occasionally will have a bit of a tiff or a disagreement about a game. In fact, almost all the time. But in this game, I think we're in lockstep in our hatred of it. It violated every Pac-Man rule, and those rules were there for a reason. They were because violating them makes the game unfun. I can't tell you how many levels that would start up, and I'd see like 4 billion dots. I'd just be like, oh, no. And then I'd get down there and the level would scroll. I'd be like, oh, God. Why me? Why me? This was a frustrating walk down pain lane.
Yeah. And spirals. The staircases, I can at least understand because you've got to... It's a quick movement that other Pac-Man games don't have, which I guess can be fun. But the big spirals of death are the absolute bottom of the barrel design for maze games.
And I will say, this is one of those games that the box art, which is no box, you'd look at it and be like, meh! But no, don't let the grid graphics or even the sound deceive you. Because underneath the beautiful graphics and the sound left the heart of a demon, a madman who loves hate and hates everything else. Thumbs way down.
Yeah,
way down. Stinkaroo.
It was no good.
So, with all that said, Brent, we're moving on.
Thank you for bringing me in on this one, by the way.
Listen, when I saw the words crap man pop up on the schedule, there was only one man for the job, and that was you. Let's see what we're going to take a look at next week, Brent, which you won't be involved in, my friend. It's Speedball. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute. Speedball? That's right. This is airing before Speedball. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
Speedball. But yeah, we taped Speedball. Oh. We taped out of order. So I can tell you right now, I'll go on the record and say it, Brent. Speedball, better game than Crap Man.
Oh, yeah.
Way better game than the Crap Man. That's for darn sure. Hey, thanks everybody for checking us out. Our good buddy, The Boat, is incommunicado. He's actually on a trip to Blackwater Falls. Very nice.
Oh, that's it. Just dox him.
I recommended him. What do you mean, Blythe? That's a great place to go. He's out in the cabin. You can't get hold of him. You'll never find him out there. They're actually taking him to falls.
So you're daring people now.
He may be.
Find him.
He may be going over the falls in a bear, although he'd probably have Eve do it, frankly, if that was the way it went down. And she'd probably pull it off, too. Well, all that said, Boat will be back in the big chair for the next Atari ST show. Thank you very much for joining us. And until next time, don't forget to play.
You messed up.
No. Go ahead and say your part.
Amigos.
No, Atari today. Have you played your Atari today? Idiot. We're out of here.